And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live, right here, from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated, internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man right there, Diesel, and the master himself, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. How about you?
We're doing well, Bub. Thanks for asking. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been off the air. We've been waiting for new equipment to come in. The equipment arrived yesterday, Bub. However, in the mix of things, speaking of mix, we are missing one cord which was going to allow us to come to you with wireless mics for better audio quality. We will fix that. However, the new lighting is in and it looks wonderful, Bob.
Yeah, really good. As you guys can see, this 53 Chrysler New Yorker is being lit up pretty clean right now.
Right on, Bob.
So it looks pretty solid.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit our online catalog of over 20,000 brand new parts, man. Stuff's flying off the shelves over there, Bub.
Yeah, doing a lot of crazy things, man. A lot of great one-off designs, some BEM custom packages that are out there, everything from power packages to wheel and tire combos to lift kit and wheel and tire combos, everything you can imagine out there. One click, add it to the cart, that easy.
And bless that, ladies and gentlemen. Bub's also taking the time. He personally developed this website. He's one of the top three builders in the world today, not a techie guru from a website perspective, but he did spend the time, countless hours of nights, Bub, developing the website so that you had add-ons that matched the build, which is how you build, plus tech tips as well.
Yeah, a lot of great things out there, man. Everything from, you know, just basic bolt-ons to severe, extreme, crazy flex suspension kits, everything that you can imagine to either do entry-level stuff. Everybody's out there, you know, watching. There are people out there that are on $20 and $50 budgets. Yeah. There is something for every price range on our site at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Some of those sneak peek releases have already been updated onto the Instagram, social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever kind of platform it is you are on. You can also link to those from our website homepage at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com on the bottom left side.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abacoa for the number one boutique in accessories, apparels, everything. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the stunning supermodel Layla Von Athey and Robin are there, 561-660-6695. Visit them, Miss Outlaw Boutique, on the web. They direct ship right to you. Can't say enough about Barrett Jackson, who joined us, but Barrett Jackson's going to be in town in the Palm Beaches coming up April.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah, that's April for the Barrett Jackson of Palm Beach. That is going to be awesome. For us here in South Florida, it is super, super cool because it is literally like 4 minutes down the road from us, and there are some insane rides. Everything from the rides that are there, the auction block that is going on, the events that are there, the Chevrolet Proving Grounds, the Ford Proving Grounds. It is literally like a miniature SEMA when you go to the Palm Beach Fairground and see all of this stuff going down, and some serious, serious rides. We're thinking about throwing a couple of our rides through there. We will see how those things go. At this Barrett Jackson, there is no reserve, so that could be like a 50-50. You got to go in on a hot item day.
You do. Barrett Jackson is the world's greatest car collection. This year, they've added an extra day, ladies and gentlemen, the 12th through the 15th of April, Bub. So come down for an extra day. Join us. We'll be there as well. Mike and crew, the whole Chris Jacobs, everybody will be there. We'll be there hanging out as well. Bub, speaking of Barrett Jackson, every year after Barrett Jackson, you are slaughtered by cars that come in from the auction. We have our fine crew over at All Hooked Up Towing bringing two 57 Bel Airs that were purchased at last year's Barrett Jackson. They're on the way right now. So we want to thank our guys over at All Hooked Up Towing for getting those cars into us. They're owned by a very prominent real estate developer here in the South Florida.
That's right.
Area.
Looking forward to it, man.
It's really, really cool. But I want to talk a little bit too, real quick. Monster Energy did it again. What do we got here, man?
So this is actually the brand new Monster Juice, man. This thing has just hit our hands, I'd say early last week. Monster does hook us up. Scott and all the guys over at Monster Energy South Florida hook us up with all of the latest and greatest in drinks. It is what keeps the entire BEM crew literally up at 5:30 in the morning, running wide open throttle through the entire day, 12, 14-hour days getting this stuff done. So as everybody knows, we do a lot of work with a lot of major league celebrities and athletes. We have a full VIP lounge that not only has the full Fia Fresh meals in stock ready to go, but also Monster Energy drinks on standby. So let me tell you, not only the place to come and let your mouth drool, but also the place to get fit right after your heavy workouts, your spring training, all these major athletes out there. So we have a lot of great things going on. Great chill spot right here at BEM.
The VIP lounge is very cool, Bub. You have recliners in there. You've got television with Chive TV running in there. It's air conditioned. You have your own separate air conditioning unit set up in there. And it's a place where all of the Marlins hang out and all of our celebrity guests hang out as well.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. You are doing two current builds for Rough Country with a Marlins coach and a Marlins player. Currently, you've got three, Bob, actually. And I wanted to touch on that. This wheel and tire combination is one you've decided.
It's on the set.
Okay. We have a wheel and tire combination right off set. We'll talk about it Friday. Let's agree. We'll talk about that. That'll be our show topic Friday.
We're actually waiting for the lift kit products. There was a bunch of products that we ordered for this thing. This is going to be a street use military grade vehicle that we are going to be building for one of the players, actually Tampa Bay Rays. So it is going to be a blast doing this thing. He was actually former Marlins.
He played for the Marlins. That's
so
correct.
I'll tell you what, man, he's bringing us a very huge project. This thing is going to be over the top, military grade on the exterior, fully functional with that massive aggressive look to it. But also the inside is going to be that of a Rolls Royce, the way we do everything here at BEM. Top quality, doesn't matter if it's meant to be off-road, dropped out of the back of a cargo plane, or riding up to a Capitol Grille on Palm Beach Island.
It's funny, when you were in the design meeting with this particular celebrity player, that's one of the things you were talking about, was how you wanted this to be aggressive, like the industry first wicket you built for World Series pitcher Carl Pavano, that started the whole what do they call that place down in Texas that builds Jeep? All of those guys that kind of kicked it off, and then they followed in behind it. This Excursion, which is a huge 7-passenger vehicle, is going to be following those lines, Bob.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty solid.
Not another one out there like it.
Yep.
We did partner up with our good folks up in Georgia, Bub. Let's talk a little bit about that. They're going to be here doing the interior side of that vehicle.
Yeah, man. So it's another great step that we've done. It's we've talked about it a couple times already, but we did hook up with the guys officially at Sunnyside Trim Shop up in Georgia. Larry Williams, his brother. We've taken care of getting some rides transported up there. We've got some crazy designs in the works just to push more out on the streets.
Yes.
We have so many projects in the works here at BEM. Everything from old to new to exotics to European, domestic, classic, vintage, resto mods, pro tourings, bikes, lifted trucks. You name it, it is here on the BEM floor. Our lot is huge, our place is huge, so there's a lot of projects, and we just need all hands on deck to get all these things done. I'll tell you what, not a better choice than to partner up with those guys at Sunnyside to get, right now have a BMW, the 2002 BMW that I've been building here for the past couple years has gone up there. We've done a full resto mod build on that car. Very clean styling. I can't wait to see the way that we've designed this thing and put it together once they start putting all of that stitch into it and see the way that this thing turns out. It's going to be beautiful.
Sadly enough, that car's going to need a little more body work, Bub, as is one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 981 Porsches.
Yeah, that's right.
Larry did something.
No, I don't think it was Larry at all.
Something happened, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just put it this way. Bub spent 2 full years around the clock redoing this BMW, who's the owner of it is a major celebrity, and the car is being featured at the BMW Munich Museum in Germany, Bub, and the BEM Porsche backed out and hit the front end.
I saw that.
Larry did it.
No, Larry didn't do it.
Yeah, he came in. Larry from Sunnyside Trim Shop came in, was taking the vehicle. He was trying to get things moved around. He sat right here where the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche was. He wasn't used to the car, and he backed out into the front of the car, damaging the rear of the Porsche and the front of the beautiful 2002 BMW.
I don't think that's the way it went down at all. So anyways, everybody could probably guess, since somebody has a very creative story that goes along with that, who the one was who actually wrecked the car. But I'll tell you what, let's jump back on track here. So this is a 1953 Chrysler New Yorker. This, as much as it looks vintage and period correct as you see it,
this is Bubba style
resto mod. This thing has four-wheel disc brakes, fuel injected, power steering, air conditioned, power windows, power locks, power every freaking thing on this car. Yet it looks like it's still 1953 in its nature, all the way down to the factory color top, but the modern day canvas, what you would use on a brand new style Mercedes-Benz, Audis, so it is high quality.
Bub, this kind of typifies a lot of what you do. This has a GM tilt steering column in it. It has air conditioning. It carries all the latest and greatest features. This is out of the famed Mitchell collection. You oversee his warehouse, which is right down the street from us, and you rotate the cars in and out on a frequent basis. In fact, when they are not here, you are down at their warehouse making sure all the vehicles are properly taken care of, serviced, and ready to go at any time.
Yep.
This is a beautiful car, Bub. We have wire-laced wheels on the back of this thing. When I drove it onto the film stage floor with about 10 people with like those aircraft lights going like this and everything telling me to get in, because the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports toolbox is right there, I didn't want to take that out. You won't believe how long this car is, bud.
No, it's a pretty solid length car, man. This thing is a two-door convertible, as you guys can see. And let me tell you, the back of this car, when you drop the top on this thing, there's so much freaking room in the back of this thing. Guarantee you could easily sit six people in this car with no problems at all. I have no idea where this guy went. He just walks off set.
I just actually took the sponsorship deck off because I was standing there holding it in our hand. But it's a beautiful car. It is. What motor are you running in this car?
So this one's actually running a true Hemi Chrysler motor. So this thing is numbers matching to be what it should be all the way back, except for the fact that it has all of the modern accessories, the electronic ignition, the fuel injection, the power braking system, everything about it, the power steering. You literally just get in this thing, twist the key, and you cruise, and it is a 1953, and that's exactly what a lot of these clients want.
So nice, yep. Bub. Everything you do is absolutely top shelf. But we're going to be working into one of the things we decided going into 2018 is we wanted to phase out the full-time paint and body facility and the full-time upholstery shop. We wanted to partner up with Sunnyside because it's been a long time coming. In fact, I was very touched. Larry found at the end of one of our episodes where our producer inserted a caller that said, "Get well soon, Larry," mm-hmm. and he sent it back to us. I thought that was great. Marriages are meant to happen. We are paring down the paint and body shop because you want to be able to focus more on just the mechanical and build side of things here at the facility.
Yeah. It's the stuff with the older rides, man. It's becoming a lost art. You know, I've talked about it many times before. Not many people get it. Tell me any place you can naturally, right off the top of your head, think of a place where you're going to take an old car for a build. You can't anymore. You're either going out to big names out on the West Coast. You're paying, six plus figures on every ride. There are some. It's definitely an art that's dying. There are not many places out there that do it anymore, and not places that do it with quality. And it's not something that I'm willing to just continue doing. When there are not people out there that appreciate what the art truly is.
Or the time it takes to do it.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of time, man. To do these things right, you're going to be working one panel for something that you can't buy. You can't pick it up. You can't search the internet for days and weeks and whatever, man. It's, when you're dealing with things that are rusted out and there's holes, there's only one way to do those cars, and that is right. And that is taking the whole freaking thing apart, going all the way down to the very last nut, and literally taking this whole thing down to pieces, and then you start fresh all over again. And there is not a skilled set of guys out there much in existence anymore that is doing it. So it's something that we're going to be slimming back big time on in terms of the bigger paint and body restoration sides. We still do a lot of high-end modern performance body mods, wide body kits, shaving, doing custom accenting everywhere. We are going to stay with those, but we are definitely trimming back on the larger full restoration stuff. This stuff, you can guarantee you're going to put a car on a spot, and it's going to sit for 2 years before you even see the end of the tunnel on that thing, and it's just miserable.
It is. And people don't understand it. In replace of that, as the president of Bub Exotic Motorsports, you decided we're going to open up a detail shop, Bub.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing a ceramic shop as well. Let's talk a little bit about that, if we could, please.
Yeah. We're those are the next steps we're looking at bringing in, which is that quicker turnaround time and the quality of what today's people are looking for in the industry. Which is, when you're working with high-end rides, you're working with guys down here, especially in South Florida.
Yes.
Your typically speeds are cruising a lot faster. There are a lot of guys out there with very high-end rides, so you want to make sure that your stuff is not only clean, but your paint is protected, and that's exactly what we're doing, is working into more of that modern, everyday item that people want, not the stuff that is a rare art that nobody in the world can do. We're looking for that quality, skilled stuff that people can do, that people want on a day-to-day basis.
Bub, you stepped out of high school at the age of 14 to pursue your dream. You've been doing this 16 years now, very successfully. You've climbed to the top. Do you feel any remorse about stepping out of the restoration side of the business like
that?
No,
no chance at all.
None.
Yeah,
I don't either.
No.
Too many people complain that it takes too long, and then they want to get stupid about it. But you can't help the time. Look at the Blazer that's sitting out there, that 72 Blazer that's sitting out there. Once you peel that thing back,
you can probably stick your fist through every panel on that truck.
And that's how I document it.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because that's what you get into, and not many people out there understand it. We talk about it all the time. We do live spots on, current accident, current things that we're doing.
Yes.
And you can actually see, you can literally have a car that, for example, like this one, you wouldn't find it. This is true steel.
Yep, true steel.
A lot of cars that you look at, you can literally put a grinding pad to them. They look like a 9 out of 10 on the outside from 10 feet away. They look somewhat decent. You can drive the things, you can show them. You're like, let me just throw a fresh paint job on this thing. Let me quickly scuff it down with some 320 and shoot some paint and clear on it. Bro, it never goes that way. So when you go to put that first piece of 320 to it, what do you find? 20 layers of freaking Bondo, 10 layers of paint that has been red, it's been blue, it's been green. You got to think, you're working on something that's 1960, 1950, 1970. Some of these cars older than the clients who own them. And these guys don't think about the history that may have gone with it. People may have changed their paint colors 3 times back in the day when it was lacquer paint. So you're dealing with something
lacquer
that's
paint
totally
it
different.
Cracked and didn't hold up.
The paints are different, the mixtures are different, the compounds are different. What it takes to get that start to finish is different. There are people in today's world that have no idea how to even lay down or properly prep lacquer paint. And that is why I'm saying it is a lost art, it's a dying art. There's not many shops out there in the world anymore that do full frame off restorations and do pro touring style builds along with it without putting that 200 plus price tag on it.
If somebody were to bring you, we had a gentleman that owns over 300 cars, Bob, yesterday, mm-hmm. very high end guy. I'm not going to mention him. We don't release that. He owns the 7th 440 CUDA ever built.
Uh-huh.
As you know, it's a $4.5 million car. It's coming to you because there's a ding in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that something you'll continue to do? For example, he was concerned. He's like, I only want lead in my cars. I only want metal in my cars. I only want this. I only want that. Is he only going to paint this area, or will he paint the whole door? We still work on things like that.
I'd have to see it. I'm going to judge it, you know, literally case by case just to see, because there are, regardless of what that car is and what it may be, you still have to do the job properly. And again, that could be something that you could say, you know what, roll the dice and send it down to Joe Schmo and see how it turns out. Probably gonna end up doing it 2 or 3 times.
Send it down the road.
We just had that happen, and I told you I'm not gonna chase the client down about one that's gonna be a pretty freaking rare one to try to get right. But I'll tell you what, when it's done right, you'll know it's done right, and you'll never know it was done. That's the way it should be. But some of these people out there like to gamble. They like to try to get the lowest price, the best thing.
At the quickest,
thing. Yeah, the quickest thing, the quickest turnaround. And before you know it, you're going to be dealing with a basket case. You'll have things that don't blend in terms of color. You'll have body panels and shadowing and cloudiness around where you put some Bondo or skim coat. Man, it's a freaking mess. So it takes time. It is a true art, and people just don't understand what it takes to create these rides start to finish.
They absolutely don't. So, Bob, we're going to phase that out a little bit. We're going to go into we're going to do two things from a detailing perspective. We're going to offer the clients a complete wash and detail, very high end with Dan, former baseball player himself, Bob.
Yep.
And we're going to have Kieran come in with some of the finishes as well. Let's talk about what we have here, Bob. This is pretty cool. What I like about it is the scent. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, man. So this is actually Simply Clean Detailing. This is right here based out of South Florida. These things are all one-off licensed products with patents on them. So these things are full custom creation. Chemicals themselves, everything from soaps to wash and waxes to quick detailers to tire shines to wheel cleaners, and all of those things are what you want in terms of cleaning your vehicle properly and maintaining its cleanliness, right? So to me, I like my stuff clean. Even if it rains on a Thursday night, I get stuck in the rain, I have it clean
by
the weekend,
yep,
right?
Yes, you know,
I get it cleaned up. I hate driving dirty stuff. Some people up north, they don't really care so much. Down here in South Florida, a lot of people care about how clean their rides are.
Yes.
But we are hooking up with the guys over at Simply Clean Detailing. Dan is a great guy himself.
We are
going to be hooking up with him. The scents of these things are just ignorant, bro. I mean, this one is like it smells like pumpkin time, right? This is pumpkin suds right here. So I'll tell you what, man, this would be like October to the fullest. That is totally fall. And I don't know about most of these people, but I like getting into that seasonal feel in terms of the scents that are associated with it. So I know that there's a lot on the backside in terms
we've discussed doing seasonal. Yep.
Probably doing some seasonal style flavors and smells.
Yes. Always on the cutting edge, aren't you, Bob?
That's right, man.
How about this, Bob?
Yeah, so this one's actually the tire sign right here. This one is what goes onto the car on your tire. Does not fling at all, which is the most important part. A lot of guys do professional details, but then before you know it, it looks really good in that first picture when you first see it. When you first pick it up, you get home, you've driven 10 miles, and there's just sling all over the side of the car, especially on darker colored cars, even on white colored cars, and you get the road dirt on top of it, so you get the little black dots everywhere. It is something that you want to take into serious consideration when detailing your ride. You just put all this time and money into it. You want it to be proper when it's done. That tire sauce is not going to let that happen.
Cold tire sauce, almost like barbecue, isn't it?
That's right.
Kind of cool. So ladies and gentlemen, Bob and I have been up to some very exciting stuff behind the scenes. We apologize for being off the air. We will not be doing a daily live stream, only on Mondays and Fridays anymore, because we are so busy around the shop. For example, just this week alone, we have Dr. Seth Herbst, 69 Cadillac, 68 or 69?
68, yeah.
68 Cadillac that's being finalized right here. It's got all new tires, new carburetor rebuild on it, Bob, electronic ignition. That came out of Barrett Jackson right here in South Florida.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, and he way overpaid on that too,
by
the way.
He did.
We've got a lot of crazy rides. We're getting ready to roll out of BEM here this week. I think I've got 4 projected for today, so we are serious crunch right now. Everything from resto mods to pro tourings to straight full numbers matching original classics. The 68 DeVille has 38,000 original miles, and it is all numbers exactly as it was. We just did some beautiful upgrades to it, but still kept that vintage look, so it's exactly where it should be, but totally reliable now. So stay tuned for our Instagram, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You will see all of those sneak peeks and photos going up either later this afternoon, possibly tomorrow, and throughout the rest of the week of these rides we're finishing up.
But Friday, we're going to feature the Celebrities Excursion. You've already gotten the wheel and tire combination in here. We'll talk a little bit more about the build without releasing too much so somebody can't beat you to the punch.
Yep.
But it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I know Larry and his brother and wife will be here. They're going to have to work exclusively from the BEM upholstery shop next door. We're getting that set up for them and ready to go so that they can build this interior. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but it's very cool what you've got designed.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sick, man. We'll start throwing some sneak peeks up of that thing here, you know, pre-teardown, during and also as we're going along, and the finished products, of course. You guys will see those pretty soon on the social media side, so stay tuned and connect to them and follow us.
It's going
to
be great. But we're going to let you jump out of this segment. It's going to be lunchtime here for us, and then you're going to get right back into, I have to take the ladies' man alligator hunting today after lunch, as you know. And then you're going to get back into, you're rebuilding the carburetor on a 53 Nash, I believe, that you just finished a wheel and tire upgrade on, and that car goes home to its client as well.
That's right.
You have a 1940 Ford pickup delivering this week as
yep.
well to a first responder here locally
yep.
That you did all modern upgrades to. It was on set on top of Chevelle chassis. You were not happy with the quality of that job.
No.
In fact, you were very upset with the quality of that job.
Yeah.
So that's going home. The Hertz Cadillac's going home. A lot of good things getting out of here, Bub.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it. So you guys stay tuned.
Bub, thank you for joining us on this episode. We'll see you on Friday with an update on the Excursion. I looked at it a little bit yesterday. I know you took it for a test drive. It's a little rough.
It's pretty rough.
It's pretty rough.
It's going to be pretty solid when it's done.
Time to build the car?
I've got like 2 months.
And?
What?
You can't fail, can you?
Jeez, man.
Right?
Back against the wall all the time.
I hear All Hooked Up Towing is out there with one of the Barrett Jackson Belairs right now.
Two of them, actually.
Two of them,
yep.
Right? Two of them, correct?
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up this episode. Bub, until Friday.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please make sure you visit us for 20,000 online parts. Stuff's flying off the shelves right now, especially for the EcoBoost Mustangs. Bub, I know you went back behind the production desk there by the producers. Did you see the gentleman who's watching the 550 builds out there? He has a 550, and he said thank you, Bub, for taking on the Eco platform and bringing it up there. The whole European Theater is very thankful of that as well. We want to thank you. Also, Miss Outlaw Boutique wants to thank you. The Moose is Loose down in Abacoa. The stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey and her mom, Robin, are out there taking care of business. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Make sure you're there, ladies and gentlemen. All hooked up to them. Thanks for getting these cars in and out of here for us. We really appreciate it. They've got all the latest and new equipment, Bub, these shark beds with the air rides and everything to get these cars on and off there, especially this lowered Pro Touring 57 you've got coming in right now. Barrett Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, April 12th through the 15th. They've added an extra day. Mike and the crew will be there. You'll see other celebrities down there. We'll be down there buzzing about. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you to Monster Energy, Scott, the whole crew over there, Dan over at Simply Clean, and our good family members, Larry and family over at Sunnyside Trim Shop. It's going to be an amazing build relationship. It's a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes. Or feed somebody who's on the corner, just tired and hungry. In South Florida, we don't have the cold, but we sure do have the hungry, right? Just like everybody else does. And let's make sure we reach out, just like Paul Sr. and his family. Great group of guys over there. He's an animal lover. We're animal lovers right here. The ladies' man sits right there, and then he's going to go out and hunt alligators. He gets one or two every day when he works Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Thank you for letting us into your hearts and home. Oh, man, you ready to grab something?